Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sanspence Radio, the password is password.
Hey everyone, so Ali is still away, but our good friend James, or Mr. Sunday Movies, is here.
Hello, it's me!
So we're going to do D&D is for James, a 5th Ed adventure. So the first thing we'll get into is we'll just quickly go around the table. Everyone will describe their character, mm-hmm. and we'll go through your personality trait, your bond, your ideal, and your flaw, and then I'll explain to you how those work in the game.
Gotcha.
We'll start with Joel. Who are you playing?
I'm playing Gurg Froats. He's a bit of... He's not smart. No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a half-orc ranger. His personality trait is that he's driven by a wanderlust. So I guess he's just a little bit
off on journeys.
Simple. So he's like, what's over there? I'll go over there then. Yeah? Is that what that is?
Just a real dumb guy.
Well, yes, that's a personality trait.
He's a super dumb dude.
His ideal is might, the strongest I'm meant to rule.
Wow.
Go over there and kill shit.
Yeah? This is simple. complicated idea for such a simple orc.
I am the last of my tribe and must continue them, so I got to find a wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go over there and find a strong wife. Yeah? And my flaw is that Vans is the answer, so... I'm going to go over there.
Kill everyone to get your wife.
Or kill your wife.
Yeah.
You're definitely going over there. Definitely what happens from
how do you interpret your fucking role-playing statistics is up to you.
Great.
If you choose that, that's what's going to happen.
That's
then.
Fine.
James?
I am Buckle Tough Nickass, named by Jackson.
Yeah.
But I wish I'd have thought of it. Rogue, halfling, brackets Lightfoot.
There are two different types of halflings.
Gotcha.
Halflings are like hobbits
Sweet.
As well, just an FYI.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
I've seen all the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, you're that.
All 15 of them. Personality traits. I always have a plan when things go wrong. Doesn't specify good or bad. Ideals. I'm loyal to my friends, not ideals. Bonds. Something important was taken from me. And flaws, which, like I said before the show, not really a flaw. I turn tail and run when things look bad.
Good option.
Just
really.
Like a good plan in case
like
of...
Like a
basically,
regular person.
It was selected so that you could have two personality traits.
Oh! Run when things go south.
And finally...
Can we kill each other? Can we kill each other?
If we'd like to.
Okay. If you want, we can begin the game and you can be like, Adam, I'd like to stab Jackson in the back. In fact... If you could.
This is like Streets of Rage where you turn it on where you can hit each other.
We've gone for like two player plus.
The one where you can, awesome.
Like in Joe and Mac.
You can Battle do toes. Anything your Battle. Heart desires and I allow.
Oh my god.
Those are your limitations. All right, so.
Jackson.
I'm playing Hjal Longfellow, and I'm going to be doing a Scottish brogue for the whole series. Cause,
that's going to not get tired.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. I'm a knight. I'm a human. I'm a fighter. I'm the best. My personality traits is that the common folk love me for my generosity.
Oh.
My generosity in doing things that will eventually benefit me. My ideal is that family blood runs thicker than water, so I guess I love my family, wherever they may be. This is my bond. The common folk must see me as a hero, so if they see me as anything less, shit's about to go down. And my flaw is that, in fact, the world does revolve around me, which it does. So Okay. Going to be good.
So that's a flaw. Really.
I mean, it's just kind of the case. Traits.
Is the twist in this game that the world literally revolves around him? Is
I'm
that
what the it's sun be in this game. I get hot.
Anyway, just giving you a quick explanation of what those are. Those are things that like form your character, not like necessarily define your character, but formative things about your character. And if you play to any of those things, you get what's called inspiration. You can use this inspiration to get a bonus on pretty much any role you want.
Sick.
So long as, so basically, as long as this role is in regards to that.
So if I was like, if I wanted to like make the common folk see me as a hero, yeah, I'd so get some bonuses.
Yeah, so if you're like standing before a crowd and you're going to be like, we're going to slay that monster because you want the common folk to see you as
I'm
a
hero. Hero. And they'll be like, yeah, all right.
You get
like,
a bonus to the role.
You get a bonus to the lie.
And yeah. I'm like, that's because he's mighty. Let's follow his thing.
Exactly.
What he's doing.
And yes. I get a role. All right.
Boss. Yeah.
So I run if away. I pick
he's
up,
he's mighty.
Yes,
do it,
and then I run away.
Yeah, like screw this. No,
originally, bonus your points. Floor was so close to being. If there's a plan, I'll forget it. If I remember it, I'll ignore it. But then I remembered that your personality trait is I always have a plan.
Oh, right, yep, yep, yep.
Always having a plan, and then immediately rescinding on that plan when it happens is so funny. You're like, anyway, we'll go into the castle from the top, you go from, and then you just aren't there.
I could have that, but then be like, it's only my plans that I pay attention to.
Okay, gotcha.
No, running away is a solid
plan. But yeah, so say for example, like your floor is you run away when shit hits the fan.
Yep.
If you needed to roll to run away from the dragon while these two fuckers are still there, I'm like, yeah, sure, get a bonus on that. Now, hopefully, I will be able to pick situations where you're playing to them, but that's in an ideal world, and that's not the world we live in. So if you guys think that you're playing to any of these ideals, let me know, and I'll decide whether or not you're right and give you the bonus.
Also something I should mention, one of my features that I have three retainers. Can I name them? So I got three common folk with me. It's like commoners that follow me around. That Adam's taking out a pen. He's going to write the names down.
That's a knife.
With a Jew's
with
a Jew's sense of dread, I will allow you to name your three retainers.
Guys, help me come. I want three that rhyme.
With a Jew.
I went to the DuckTale kids, but that's yeah, that's too. The only three names I'm I like know Huey, that Jew, and Louie.
But no, let's avoid the DuckTale children. And no, fuck it. Mark, Bark,
Dark.
And Dark.
Nice.
Three common folk who I've been given by the king. I'm a knight. Well, they just love me.
You can be a knight of an order or of a king or of a lord. You can be a knight.
I'm of a king, but I'm on holiday. I'm a loose knight currently.
All right.
You're loose or you're getting loose?
Bit of both.
How do we know each other?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
You can decide to just know each other if you want, or you can be meeting at the beginning of this adventure. So if you want, you can be like, I know you guys, or you can just meet up and then you'll learn about each other on the way. It's up to you.
How about... Where are we starting? That's the question.
You're starting in the city of Lithgow.
Ooh.
John Lithgow?
Yes. You're starting in the city of the actor John Lithgow.
Oh my goodness. Is time cyclical? What is... So, doesn't matter. That's awesome. What's this city about? What is it?
Well, it's fighting Dexter.
Yes.
No.
It's the Trinity Killer.
It's a massive trade city.
Okay.
Lithgow is a bit of an oddity in that it doesn't have one set like person in charge of the town, but there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who just like very powerful and influential people who kind of form a council really more.
Okay.
And they make decisions as a group. And like maybe one of them is like responsible for the city walls and stuff like that. And then he, you know, talks with the guy who pays at city guard and stuff like that. It's a lot of back deals and corruption.
A lot of underground, would you say?
Actually, it's not even technically corruption.
Smuggling.
It's
just... Yes.
Yes.
Interesting.
I was about to say corruption. Corruption isn't really the word. It's more just the way things work.
It's how things do.
Do we want to say that maybe we shared a boat here?
Yeah,
and we just met along the ride?
That's fine.
You know, is hey, it, it's like it could be a year together.
Is it
on
coastal?
The boat.
It is coastal.
Okay.
Let me write down your names: Buckle and Gurg.
Yep.
Buckle and Gurg.
Would anyone of you have been here before? You can just say no or yes. It's up to you.
I feel like it's a place I'd probably been.
Yeah, because cool. It's a pretty big central, like cosmopolitan and economic hub.
First time I'm
so
here.
If you travel a bit, you'd probably yeah.
coming
been here
for a bit of fun.
What's your name?
Hya. Hya Longfellow.
So when you come in, you come into there are three different districts to the city. The Common Grounds is the largest district, and that's where the docks are. So your ship pulls in there, and the three of you, you're all...
Yeah,
you're
we're together.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You all step off. You're at the city docks.
All right.
What's your first plan?
Is there people about?
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
I'd like to go to the like nearest person and be like, where's a place a fella can have fun in a city like this?
The sailor awkwardly puts down the box he was carrying. What sort of fun are you looking for?
I'm looking for women. I'm looking for booze. I'm looking for fights.
He looks you up and down. Are you wearing, you have like fine noble clothes. Are you wearing those? Your armor? What are you wearing?
Probably my armor. I got a big fat moon face. I'm slightly tubby. like I've let myself go. Like in my youth, like maybe 5 years ago, I was doing well. But right now,
You're Robert Baratheon.
Yeah. I am Robert Baratheon.
Do you look like a noble?
Yeah, I've got like a noble expanded. Like a noble, you know, like I used to have like a nice neat beard, but as my face got wider, the beard's become like a bloatee instead of a goatee.
Okay.
What sort of women are you looking for?
I lean in close. I like them chubby.
How close?
Not up to his ear. The chubbier the better. Who am I playing? What is this?
Adam's rifling through something. Do you have pictures of chubby women?
Santa's like chubby brothels. Like, let me get my list of brothels out that cater to men of your particular tastes. Here, Longfellow. I'm on holiday.
There is a lot involved in this game, man. Holy crap.
It's an intense time.
You like covered every possible scenario.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my God.
We could be like, Adam, we get back on the boat. And Adam would be like, that's fine.
You did that.
I'm so okay with this.
I guess we're doing a boat adventure now.
Are you finding me brothel prices or brothel names?
I'm finding you a brothel.
What time is it, by the way?
Probably around midday.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine, brothel.
It's a good time to come in. Yeah.
It's a good brothel.
You can drink after midday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Any time.
I don't, you know, don't want everyone to look at me like, oh, yeah, Longfellow, he's a bit of an alcoholic drinking before midday. That's not me.
Even though you are drinking before midday. That's the point. I'm
the curious. Harlot's flask.
Oh.
Done. And I'd like to take
it. He gives you, you're looking for chubby women.
The chubbier the better.
Like to interject, I'm not looking for chubby women. Like, I'll go. I might just have a drink, though.
You're listening
just
in on the conversation?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you don't hear this part, because he leans in and, like, whispers. Ask for Marion.
Oh.
Will do, lad. Will do. Thank you very much for your advice. All right, lads.
What?
I found this a brothel that caters to my particular...
You're very open about this.
No, he's not. He's.
I like to think this
particular
is. This is something that I've talked about a lot on the boat ride.
Yeah, okay.
Do you just keep calling your
particular
I'm
taste?
I'm so mad. I can't speak right.
Yes, we know you like chubby women. It's fine.
I don't know what you lads were planning on doing, but it's midday.
Big women.
Big women.
The bigger the better.
You're half looking orcs. For a bride there? I know her. Gurg.
Gurg.
See, you might be able to find one in the city. Maybe not a brothel.
A lot of people here are straight up racist. You're just letting you know.
All right.
You probably won't find... you might... I don't know. You can find a lot of things in Lithgow. I was about to say, you probably can't find a
orc
or half orc.
So a 16-year-old orc looking for strange.
Are you like a teen?
Be great.
Orcs come of age at 14.
It's like... Just traveling.
They're a lot shorter lived race.
Okay. Well, that's sad. You're going to die soon.
Because of all the racism?
Yes. No, just...
They're actually long-lived. It's
maybe.
Just...
No, they die of old age at around like 40.
Okay, should we cover him in a sheet? Like,
what?
I'm a spooky
so
ghost.
So, as a half orc, like, people will discriminate against him, but okay, no one will be like, just sock him in the face.
He's not a crime.
Sure. No.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
All right, we'll go and search for the Harlot's Flask. I mean, I don't know. Unless
you were given directions.
Unless
it's
you
not
had anything cool. you'd like to do before I go and get my film.
I guess we'll Sounds go for great. A drink.
Sick.
Maybe a new wife. I do want to continue my. I am the last
you
of my tribe and must continue
them. It's a part of you, but it doesn't define you.
Does that mean I need to spread my like my wild oats?
Yes,
the term.
That's what I'll have told
oats.
You.
What is that?
Yeah, that's a term. Spread your wild
sperm,
oats.
Ollie sperm.
He needs to spread his sperm around.
Onto ladies' skin, yeah.
I like or to men. Imagine you're like
I don't know, I'm 16. I don't know how things work.
It's an intimate moment with a lady, and then you misunderstand what spreading sperm means.
You're like, there we go.
You got it.
There you go. Tribe safe.
I'll be back in however long.
And then
takes.
The children come out like plants in your chest.
Yeah. Tribe safe?
Tribe safed? I did it?
Tribe safe.
Orc win.
Anyway.
All right, let's jog on. Let's find us a brothel.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm having a good time.
didn't think this is where we'd start, but hey.
Who's leading the
welcome
way?
To the game, oh, James.
You are?
Good. Yeah, well, I'm looking for the... I mean, I'm...
You got the map, I assume, or the directions.
Yeah, he gave me the directions, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It'll be good. Hmm?
You find it.
Oh, yeah, good.
It doesn't have a... It's not... It's a, like a tavern.
Oh.
No door to knock on.
Okay.
Just knock on the
wall. The place doesn't have a like a proper sign. Mm. Just like above the doorway, someone has, with a dagger, carved the name very poorly into just above the door. One of the windows has been broken and boarded over, but through the other one, you can see general rowdiness going on inside. They're not really hiding the fact that this is part bar, part brothel.
Okay.
What does it smell like? I imagine gross.
You open the door and go in?
You said there was no door.
No, I said I said there wasn't a sign.
You said there was no door before. You said there's no door.
No, I said
it's a tavern.
No, I said it's not like that sort
of... We go
of...
in!
I said it's not like you knock on the door and they come answer it. You just open the door and go in.
Okay, gotcha. Cowboy style. I'll walk in.
It's a very casual brothel.
We'll saunter. We'll saunter in.
When have you ever needed to knock on the door to a bar?
It's a brothel. It's
a
different.
Brothel, maybe. So they can be like, yeah, you on the level? You over 18?
It might be a code. We might have to like knock three times.
Four?
You know? We got a halfling and a half orc. They might be
how
like,
far in are we?
Do I need
how
ID?
I'm done at this point. I am actually ready to get going. What time? Dinner?
I just want a Dungeons and Dragons. I haven't seen either.
This is it. This is it. The game has started, ladies and gentlemen. The game has started.
I'll walk in.
You're in.
The moment I walk in,
smells like beer and sex. There you go.
Gross. I hate it.
I walk in. I want to put my hands on my hips and try and pose a striking figure, and hope that the people in the tavern are impressed by my stature. You know they will be. Yeah. Oh, I hope it was a 20. I hope it rolled just super well.
The music stops.
Oh.
Yes.
Everyone turns around and looks at the very nicely dressed man who just stepped in. Maybe you aren't actually that nicely dressed, and maybe it's just a trick of the light, but in this moment, you look like nobility.
I'd like to nudge you both and be like, soak it in, lads, soak it in. You can have any woman you like in this place.
Does this afford us any benefits in terms of hand jobs?
Well, maybe not you guys, but...
No.
Like,
they don't even see us.
We're like, yeah, it's like a spotlight where it's in the studio.
Sorry, can I get your name again?
I'm Hya Longfellow.
How do you spell that?
H-Y-A Longfellow. Let's see how far we can take this.
What was your
name? My name was Buckle Tufnikas.
Tufnikas? It's a very proud halfling name.
Absolutely. One of the best.
The best group.
And...
Gurg Throats.
Everyone asking me to name their characters, Adam. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry. appreciate a sorin, to be honest.
Hey, look, I was going to go to like Dungeons & Dragons name generator and do something dumb, but then you're like, no, you don't like it. So, well, Jack.
Throats is what you got. He chose Gurg, that's not me.
Adam, you don't like something dumb, so I asked Jackson to name my character is not the right course of action.
Is there like a bar?
Yeah, there is.
Who's playing music? What instrument?
Some guy just on a piano.
Call out and be like, play a particular song.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's D&D song? play some T-Swift. You know,
not a thing, so I'm not even going to roll for that one.
Play the ballad of...
Feel free to make... No.
T-Swift.
I fell for that joke earlier.
Play the number one track in Lithgow.
Yeah.
With whatever that may be.
He starts playing the song again.
Same song.
Play the ballad of Hjá Longfellow.
He just continues the song.
I'm like, play the ballad of Hjá Longfellow. And then, as I say that, I want to put one leg on like a bar stool and pose again.
And hand him some music.
There's the music to play. I don't have any music sheet written down.
He just continues the song he was playing before.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's for me.
All right, we'll go up to the bar, I suppose.
Yep. Mm. There's a young man standing behind there. He looks probably too young to be in a place like this. But here he is.
3 ales.
He nods.
Good.
Oh, good, good, good. There was a pause there. I was like, this guy going to fight us?
Yeah, what is this?
They don't do bad. Did I do Dungeons & Dragons bad, Adam?
Did I do it wrong?
Well, you didn't do it good.
So. How much does an ale cost?
Superman does Dungeons & Dragons good.
I just do it well.
Fucking, it's going to be like 3 bronze or whatever, and I'm just going to give him a gold, because it's simpler.
Just knock a gold off now if you want.
Yep.
Done. Oh, he's got it.
I'll pay. It's all right, lads.
Okay, thanks, so man. You pass him a gold coin.
Yeah, he tries I flick to give him a gold coin.
He tries to give you change, and
I'm like, no, lad, don't even worry about it. Does he think I'm a hero?
Well, he's impressed, I guess.
Hey, I'll take it.
You paid a lot more than you should have.
I'm good at that.
Basically, for 3 beers, you paid like the equivalent of maybe $500.
Oh, shit. I'll be around for the tavern. Get the people to love you.
I'll be around for the tavern with that gold piece.
You probably don't have enough for that.
I'll buy around for a quarter of the tavern with that gold piece.
You probably do that. Wait,
you
with
can
that
choose,
gold piece?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another you can choose piece. The people.
Okay. Also he starts drinking an ale and he starts passing ales to other people.
That's fine. So, lad, I'm a man.
It's going very well for you.
I know, things are good. Told you things would work out for us, lads. How nice is this, Buckland Gurk? So, lad, I'm a man of particular tastes. I was told this is a kind of place I could find women of particular size. Have I been misinformed?
The kid like stammers a little bit. Yeah, if you'd like any of the ladies out there, you can just...
I'm looking for a last named Marion.
Oh, she's not here today.
Sailor fucked us. Sailor fucked us.
That sailor fucked us, lads. Who's your second chubbiest then?
He, like, leans past you to, like, look at the ladies there. Can I get a highs or a lows?
Lows. Oh, please tell me there's somebody here that fits my needs.
Yeah, just over there. He, like, points towards one of the corners. There's a pretty plump lady sitting alone, just sipping on
I'll put my hands on, like, your shoulders, like, one really high and one really low.
On the,
like Gurg and Buckles. Buckle. I'll see you lads in a moment. I'll saunter over to the plump lass. Let cool. you guys do whatever you want while I chatter up.
Buckle, what are you doing?
Look, man.
You've got an ale. So.
I've got an ale.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm obviously drinking that. Is there anybody around who looks like, I don't know, somebody interesting? How can I put this?
I've never played this before. Someone with a tale to tell?
Yeah, someone with a tale to tell. Someone looks like, yeah, he's got some... Got some miles, you know what I mean? Someone weathered,
scan
someone haggard.
See what's around.
Okay.
I don't even know what that meant.
You look at one of the... Shut up.
Sure.
Thing, I guess. Whatever.
Sure, nice. Okay.
You look at one of the tables. There's a guy in like very odd-colored robes. They're like... he's got kind of like a... I was about to say Jackson's. Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's not Jackson. It's Joshua's.
Jasper's.
No, it's a Bible tale.
It's Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua's...
Jasper.
I was confused because at first you're like, Jasper, like being super serious about it, but then you're like, no, I do know this at all.
You know,
and
which
that
is
threw
true.
Me for a loop. That threw me for a loop. I won't lie.
Nah, Joshua.
Anyway, yeah, it's got a bit of a like a Joshua's Technicolor Dreamcoat sort of thing vibe about it, like the rope.
Sure.
So it, you know, looks super interesting.
Does he look magical?
It's hard to say. Like, when he shifts the robe, you almost imagine that the robe's the colors themselves are shifting. So he might be, or it might just be, once again, like the same light trick of light that made seem like a noble.
Okay.
He is chatting. He's in deep conversation with another gentleman. The other gentleman looks like he's quite obviously here for the women and is not interested in the conversation.
Is there any chance that I could sidle up without being seen and be like, and just listen in?
Yeah, you could try.
See how you go. See if you just alert him to you standing right next to him. I'm sorry, I'll go.
While that's happening, what do you want to do, Gug? Grug?
Gug.
Gug.
I want to, like, be a little bit... Do I know this is a brothel?
How worldly are you?
Not very.
What's your wisdom?
That's true.
Good point. Wisdom is one, but intelligence, negative one.
Ooh.
You have no idea. Something's frightening Adam about the group sheet. What's going on?
Can I see your character again?
What is this?
So it is.
I would have loved it if you just drawed a dick across it.
Sure, Adam. Adam is dumb. Got you there, son.
Ah, I see what.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. No, I made a mistake. I will rectify this mistake.
Good.
Alrighty. I want to say I don't know it's a brothel.
Cool.
Just for fun.
You
more
can
fun
say
reasons.
That if you want.
Is there any like, women in there that are, like are not sex workers, or is it only sex workers?
Highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Lows. Yeah, there's a couple women.
All right. I want to go. Is there any
literally
half,
two?
Any half orc ladies?
No, neither of them are half orcs. Both of them are human.
I'm just going to try and awkwardly, awkwardly exactly. chat up someone and try and fall in love.
Aww.
With
Gug.
One of the human women?
Yeah, why not? You're Gug. You need to carry on your species, mate.
Yeah, yes.
All right, then.
This has been a game about, well, not love necessarily.
Physical love.
Yeah, yeah physical sure. love. Kinds of love.
Fulfilling needs.
Yeah.
See how well I strike.
You just like bundle your way over them, towering above these.
Hi, I'm Gurk. What's your name?
We'll jump back quickly to Buckle.
Hello.
Buckle, you...
Wait, I don't say hello because I'm being quiet.
Hello.
You, my young Padawan, have already learned the first lesson of being quiet, to not speak.
Okay.
Yeah, you saddle up near them. So that guy with the weird colored coat is talking in rapid fire succession, just throwing facts at this guy here. From the first couple of facts, you immediately realize this guy is talking about some crime, some sort of theft that has happened.
Okay.
And he's trying to give information to this guy who just isn't listening. He's talking about it was at the tower last night. No one saw them go in. No one saw them come out. Don't know how many there were. Blah, blah, blah. Just like facts. Some theft has occurred at a tower. They don't have any details about it, like how the person got in or how the person got out. And for some reason, that's super surprising. The other fact that you learn is, once again, just that this guy is somehow involved in the investigation and just not interested right now.
Gotcha. So one is a cop of some description. And the
yeah,
other
the
is...
guy with the guy with the girl. Who's
yeah,
not
the guy with the girl.
Yeah.
And the other guy, I presume, is associated with the tower. Maybe some kind of wizardy looking fuck or some shit. So is that
some wizardy fuck.
I fix this riddle. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And we'll move away briefly from the plot to jump to Hia and his quest to get
some chubby love.
Some chubby love.
We'll sidle over to her. You're right, lass. Called Hia Longfellow.
Can I ask, are you actually going to make me do this?
You can fade to black. That's fine.
Tastefully, Adam.
Unless somebody calls me away before I seal the deal.
I'm too busy trying to be in love.
No, you know what?
Continue my
I've
drive.
Solved your riddle, Jackson. She turns around and it is very matter-of-factly. There's a transaction happening here and it is happening before anything else does.
How much are we talking? I'm willing to pay less.
Adam's getting a book. There's rules for this.
That's the best.
Impressive.
I hope it's like sex worker, skinny, chubby, obese.
That would be funny.
Extra obese.
I'm looking for an extra, extra large loss.
Why? I'm sorry, we'll have to wait for an expansion pack for that.
Of course.
My goodness.
A Wizard of the Coast approved.
Not that much.
It's not going to be much. It's going to be like a gold again. It's going to be less. Life is cheap in Lego.
The question is, do I consider her skilled or untrained at what she's doing?
Ooh, skilled.
She sounds skilled because she's like up front.
Okay. Yeah, she
is. For the night, 2 gold.
Done.
How much gold's you got?
I got 24 gold. You got it down. There, you got 15.
15? He's bloody buying booze and women, and he's still got more than me.
I know.
He's a noble.
Oh, yeah.
I was rich.
Got 10.
Poor.
I'd say that you have, like, you make up for the less gold by having, like, skills in other places, but you just have a better head on your shoulders. I mean... Have you been paying attention to Jackson so far?
I'll give her the 2 gold and then I'll just spend like time flirting and stroking her arms and stuff.
Get him out of trouble. Right? Okay.
I'll give her the 2 gold and then I'll just, you know, flirt with her, tell her she's the most beautiful woman in all.
Here?
Let's calm down. You know, romance me first. How about that? Romancing. I paid 2 gold.
You just paid 2 gold. Romance is gone at this point.
I'd like to look over at these two lads and try and give them the like the.
I like to imagine she's like sitting on your lap and you have to lean around.
Oh yeah, this is what I was after. But I'd like to look for the two lads and give them the, I don't know what you call it, like the
okay,
the okay symbol, like how some of this.
Okay, that happened.
Good.
I'm living the dream, boys.
I feel like a young adolescent teenager laughing at this nonsense.
I don't know why. It just happened and here we are. I'm so sorry.
This is on you, Jack.
I didn't mean it. Here we are. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah, you look over. You see...
Buckle?
You see Buckle. He's like surreptitiously listening to a conversation. And you see...
Gerg.
Mm-hmm. I'll never get that right.
I like that Gerg is an anagram of Greg.
I know. It's what started this.
Gerg, what were you doing again?
I was trying to fall in love.
Gerg is doing basically the same thing you are. He's chatting to a lady who is quite obviously not interested.
Oh. Do they notice me?
I don't know. Are you guys like keeping an eye out for him?
I'm no. being very still. If he's in front of me,
you're probably
yes.
paying more attention to the conversation, to okay. be honest.
If he's not.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Okay, so no
one. Buckle! Gerg!
You actually... Like, how animated are you about
Quite
this?
Animated. I want them to
Do you
see
point
that I'm...
to them?
Yeah.
The two people listen that you are listening to realize you are there. town guard. Well, you recognize him now as a town guard because he, like, leans away from the woman and you see, like, an official stamp on his
Shit.
Chest. That is a symbol of the town guard.
Yeah.
So he turns around to you and says, what the fuck are you looking at, mate?
Can I just say, first of all, great coat. My understanding is something has gone missing. My friends and I are adventurers? Question mark? Sure. Is there anything we could maybe assist you with?
At the same time, the town guard says no, and the guy in the coat says yes.
Oh.
What are you doing, Buckle?
They look at each other.
To gold.
The guy with the town guard pushes, yep. unceremoniously pushes the lady off him.
Yep.
And says, there is no way. And then the guy just cuts him off. He gives you an address and says, meet me there in 3 hours. He gets up and leaves.
Enough time for...
All right.
The town guard is just like watching this with like a really angry expression on his face.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to fucking bail because I'm about to get stabbed. So I'm going to use run away behind the orc.
If you want, you don't need to roll anything.
Okay.
You can just duck around behind. And the town guardsman is like livid at you and at this guy, but he's not going to cause trouble just yet, at least.
I go
without provocation. He's
back
fine.
To that young lady I was talking about and use the line, I am also an adventurer.
It's like you just learned this.
Try to impress her with my adventuring.
Is that, I think you did what?
Nah.
Oh,
highs or lows?
Whoa, let's get some highs.
Highs? Okay. She throws her drink in your face, gets up and leaves.
I look at Buckles. Is that good? Yes?
Well, you get some of a free drink. that's always yes.
Good. Yes, that's good. What? So should I?
Like, you let it go, and if it's meant to be, I give that speech.
If you love someone, let them go.
Okay.
I'm looking over at you. Can I hear them over the tavern?
Probably not. It's pretty raucous in here.
You can see
that.
You can see
them,
out.
You know. You can see what's happening.
What are you lads conspiring about? I yell over.
He got a drink thrown in his face, but he's letting it go.
Good for you, Gerd. I'm going to continue my tribe. I'm going to go upstairs with this here prostitute. I'll see you guys in like an hour or two.
You can make it three.
3 hours then.
What? Two and
three.
A half.
Two and a half.
For travel.
Two and a half. They're very specific about how long I've got with you. You said the night, but whatever. I'll head upstairs and bang. You don't have to roleplay that, Adam. You can if you want, though.
Don't even...
It passes... You could roll to see how well I perform. That might be funny.
You're down in 10 minutes.
Come back. I am chuffed as hell. I will walk down the stairs over to you lads. Next round's on me.
She comes down as well. She looks somewhat disappointed. She got paid and she looks disappointed.
Jesus, I am a terrible lover. But I knew that. All right, I'll sit down between the two of you, wherever you're sitting, in 15, 10 minutes.
We're on the floor. Sitting on the floor.
Just trying to strike out with...
You don't know if you want to sit on this floor.
Okay, we're crouching.
Just find a table.
I want to be talking to a prostitute, but not realize she's a prostitute, but definitely not give money to this transaction, but try to chat her up. See what happens.
Have you told us about, like, the job yet?
I've told Gerg that he's busy.
Like, yeah, in a minute. I got to continue my tribe.
You got bits and pieces of it.
Got it. Tower, guard.
Some of it sunk in.
3 hours.
Some kind of wizard fuck.
We got 2 hours and 50 minutes to get there. Got exactly. It. Yep.
We got some time.
Some time to kill.
Kiar's doing something. He'll be back in 2 hours.
Can you talk to her?
So I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm Gerg.
She doesn't realize that... that you're not, like, a paying customer or whatever. So the conversation goes for a little bit.
Oh,
it's not going to go anywhere.
Nah, good. That's what I wanted.
All right.
I want this awkward, like, an awkward conversation.
Awkward.
Just to be just like...
Yes!
Just to be... It's like that.
It's a little awkward on your side, but she's professional.
I like the forests. Forests are neat.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
She doesn't get out of the town much.
I start describing what a forest is. Almost like she doesn't know.
I'm sure she does know. She's read books.
She's probably aware of what a forest is.
I keep describing it.
Most people are aware of forests.
So, what are you guys going to do?
I'll just bask in the afterglow.
All right.
Till it's time to leave.
Is there anything worth stealing in this bar? Or anyone worth murdering?
Yeah. Anyone worth murdering?
Oh, you know.
Well, probably not here.
But stealing?
Maybe.
Should have stolen that guy's coat.
Yeah, I know, right?
You, like, have a little look around, try to case the joint. Doesn't look like anything worth... There's, like... This place is mostly inhabited by sailors who have just spent their pay here.
That means the money must be somewhere.
Mm. Well, behind the bar. You don't know where, though.
Okay.
Possibly behind the bar, but...
Just steal it. I'll distract the guy.
Okay.
Wait, is there anything in that for me? That's what I got to be thinking. The admiration of my friends.
Maybe you could tell a tale. amazing story of your lovemaking.
You know what? To be honest, it would probably happen. At that point, I'd get bored and I'd stand up and be like, who'd like to hear a tale about me? Yeah, Longfellow.
Literally no one.
Well, I'll sit back down in a hop. In a hop, sure. All right, no, I'll probably just drink and kick it for the next couple hours.
Are you actually going to try to steal money?
Maybe I should just let it go.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Don't be afraid to steal money from the boss.
That town guardsman is still here, though. So.
Is he?
Yeah, he hasn't left.
Can I stab that guy? Because I've got sneak attacks.
Yes.
He was mean to me.
He was mean to me.
Retaliate. How funny.
Yes, you could. Do you want to try and surreptitiously stab him?
Yes.
I do. Okay, well, he's with the woman again.
Yes!
I've never been more excited to just randomly stab him in the bar.
I do have a rapier.
Oh, what are you stabbing? With the rapier, it'll probably be a lot more.
Yeah.
With a dagger, you have a lot less chance of being noticed. We have two of them, so you can just stab him with the dagger, leave the dagger there, and just fuck off, and maybe he won't know it was you.
Can I stab him, twist it, then leave?
Yes, you can.
I'll do that.
Let's see how well this goes down for you. That's a curious Adam face.
Okay, you jab it into his, like, he's like sitting on a chair, but the chair, you know, it's one of those ones that's got like part of the back isn't there, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So you like, in that hole, you like jab the dagger. The dagger wedges into his armor.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Highs or lows?
Highs?
He doesn't notice.
Oh.
You want to try and pull the dagger out?
Yes. I do. Not wasting a dagger.
Whoa, you're lucky. Okay, yeah, you pull the dagger back out. You just, in my mind, you're like doing this as you walk past. So you walk past, just quickly, yeah, try to jab, and then, but you two probably see. You like see him walk. He does the jabbing thing, and then stops for a second because he gets caught, and then he's like, ah! But no one notices.
Okay,
thankfully.
I'm gonna cut my losses. But if we see that guy again,
he's on.
You better believe he's gonna get stabbed.
All right. So, time passes. You guys can head to that address you were given.
Yeah, we'll find out that young girl's name. I was chatting.
Oh, after a little while, she realizes you're not a paying customer and gets up and leaves.
Oh.
Let her go. If you love her,
if you love her, let her go. If you love her, let her go. Okay. I got this.
I hope so much that one of you is dangling off the side of a building. He is holding you, and he's like, if you love it, let it go. And you're like, no.
Why did we teach him any lessons?
Means absolutely everything. That's the lesson you need to teach him.
Exactly. I am the best. Everyone else, trash.
Got it.
Right, you get to this tower. Everyone. It's made of this very dark-looking stone, so the entire thing it almost looks like a shadow reaching out of the ground. It's got this odd, very mystical sense about it, and as you approach it, you've got not a sense of unease, but like static electricity goes up your spine.
Oh, okay. Sort of thing.
Ooh, hello.
All right. Is it like, what kind of an area of the city is this?
This is a very nice area of the city. It's not the, there's a separate district of the city called the Young Z section, which is like the upper class section.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't in there, but it's next to, adjacent.
How, like, is this tower just like part of the town?
Yeah.
Cool.
Does it look like it's been there longer than anything else?
Well, a lot of the buildings in this part of town are super old. It's hard to tell.
Okay.
It looks like it could be from like the same time as the other buildings.
And how tall are we talking?
Maybe about.
How many stories?
10 stories.
Whoa, it's a big tower.
Back then, man.
A lot of buildings here are built very vertically. All right, so this is unusual.
Okay, sure.
Somebody broke in. Let me get things clear. Somebody broke in, stole something, got out, nobody sort of thing. That's what I'm to understand.
Oh, it's a pretty big tower. I mean, you could really get in anywhere.
Could come in from the top if you had...
if you had fly?
I don't know
it's
what I was
taller
going
than
with
any
that.
Building near
so
it.
We okay, so you can't jump on that. Okay. Is that guy around?
He's not out the front. You guys haven't got in yet.
Oh. Should we knock? We got Chester.
This time it made me feel that maybe knocking is appropriate.
Let's have a look through the keyhole buckle first.
Good call.
I'd rather not in case somebody shoots an arrow through a keyhole into my brain, something I'm always frightened of. Buckle if you...
I would love to.
You look through the keyhole. On the other side, you see like a little hallway. That's about it.
I didn't get shot.
No.
I knock.
Your eye remains, your brain remains free of arrows.
I'm looking through the thing over the top, just...
You hear footsteps on the other side of the door, and then like the sound of a heavy bolt being shifted, and the door opens, and that guy who was in the tavern is standing there. He looks like a little relieved to see you, and you can see he looks at you guys, is relieved, and then looks past you guys, like eyes darting about, looking for maybe someone followed you or something like that.
I also look behind me.
He opens the door large enough for you guys to come in, just large enough for you guys to come in, and then like gestures for you to come in. You go in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fools, he closes the door, you die. No.
Oh,
why?
It's like those choose your own adventure books from when you're a kid. It's and you're dead.
What?
You chose the wrong one, idiot.
Did you ever like read that book? And I remember reading one once, and there's like a section where I was in a store, and the storekeeper like casts a spell on me, steals some gold from me. I'm like, bullshit. I go back to the last one. And do you ever do that?
Absolutely. Like you always get me a bloody thumb in the last
one. Yeah, just in case you don't want it. You're like, whoops.
I don't want a vampire eating my face. No.
Yeah, I chose the wrong one. I didn't choose that one. Takesies, backsies.
I always felt super like sus as well about myself. When it'd be like, oh, if you have such and such magical stone, go to page thing. But if you don't, go to this page. I'm like, don't have it, but I think I'll go to that page anyway.
The book police?
I will stop you. Okay, so he closes the door after you. And you see the hallway now proper and full. The hallway spans the entire length of the bottom of this building. And there's a lot of doors going off to either side, and then there's like this nice grand staircase that spirals up the entire thing. He just used for you to go up the staircase.
What was stolen out of curiosity, lad? And also, what's your name? And also, where'd you get your coat? Three questions. Yeah.
He shakes his head and puts like a finger to his lips.
Sexily?
No.
Okay. Is he? No?
He like makes a shushing sound. Okay. Not a sound, sorry. He doesn't make any sound. He just makes a shushing gesture.
Okay.
Okay.
As you're walking up you notice he's like creeping, like making a super big effort to be quiet.
I don't.
Do we all notice this?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he's making an effort to not be quiet. Of course you know.
I know what you meant.
Okay. You get to the top landing, and there's this big brass door, like the entire door is made out of brass. Ooh. And in the middle of it, there's a knocker in the shape of a dragon's head. The guy, like, moves past you guys and just very lightly, pah, 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 and then he waits very patiently.
This isn't your tower.
The listeners can't say that. He shakes his head.
Oh, okay.
You're waiting for like maybe a minute, and then the door creaks open like a little bit. The guy takes this as an invitation to go in, and he very carefully pushes open the door. Beyond this room, there's some sort of alchemy lab. There's like tables all over the place bubbling away with different reagents and stuff like that. And all of them seem elaborately connected to each other. This entire room, and it's a pretty big room, is just one massive alchemy path for some chemical to get from one point to another point.
Okay.
And at that end point, there's like a bracket for some item, some like very large item, but whatever it is, isn't there.
Here's a question. How do I feel about magic? I should probably sort that out.
You should.
I don't like it or trust it.
That's fine. But a lot of people are very distrustful of magic.
Ranger, any of one also of you can... dislike.
That's weird, because you get one more level and then you get
magic. Love magic. Magic
now you get nature magic. It's a different thing.
Hate magic.
You can just whatever. You don't have to hate or love magic.
I'm neutral.
That's fine.
I'm gonna walk over to the
whatever. Magic is fine.
It's one of the tables with the reagent thing. Like the
I'm not done yet.
I know. I'm gonna walk over.
sitting in the middle of the room, staring up. Just above him is the bracket in the middle of this room. Is a very old-looking gnome. So gnomes are like halflings in that they're about the same size, but gnomes are often considered very eccentric and are slightly different in a couple other ways. Like this gnome has bright, vibrant green curly hair and a similar beard, and his skin is like an earthy brown color.
Is he wearing any armor?
He's not wearing armor, no. He's wearing a loincloth, and that's it.
No reason. Sorry, go on.
You're a loose cannon. I love it.
He's wearing a loincloth and nothing else.
Gross. That's disgusting.
Have I seen a gnome before?
That's up to you.
Ah, gross. What is it?
That's like a halfling who's gone wrong.
Yeah.
No offense.
No, no, that's what it is.
No, that's a gnome. So I'm assuming that thing taken was what was in the bracket before.
The gnome turns to you and nods. Yes, my assistant Lex informs me that you were interested in retrieving it for me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on holiday, so you know.
I'll reward you handsomely.
Reward? Yeah, okay.
I'm already handsome enough. But no, I'll take the gold.
Seriously, yeah.
I can offer you more than just gold. I'm a powerful magician. I can offer you all manner of magical curiosities.
Immortality.
And
bring back my dead tribe.
Clothes for yourself.
No, I don't like clothes. He like scratches his face.
You are disgusting, sir. You know that. We live in a civilized town. You could be wearing clothes, or at least wash.
I can resurrect the dead, he says, pointing at you. Gurg.
Hey, does he know stuff?
No, Gurg said.
Oh, you can say,
Gurg was bring back my dead tribe.
People. Oh, okay, right.
I cannot make you immortal.
I have a new mission
now. Yeah.
I cannot make you immortal, but I can show you where you can become immortal.
I'll take it.
And I forget what you said.
As a clothes. But what's some shit you can do? Give me like your best thing.
Whatever's the best one, I'll take that.
And not with like a weird ironic punishment where it comes back and you know.
This isn't fucking, was it Bedazzled with fucking
no,
George
genie
the Jungle
shit right here.
No.
Nothing with a weird
what
loophole.
What do you want, he says.
Ah, Jesus, where am I from?
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
That's entirely up to you. What type of place would you like to have been from?
A small town, I guess. Some kind of weird
small
little
town. The Halfling Nation exists mostly as roving tribes in a desert.
Oh,
or pirates.
Okay, I don't want to say
there are two
that
different.
I don't want to borrow that.
You could just come from. There's a couple nations, Praesella and the Union. Both of them are like just big, like mixes of a lot of different cultures and races. So you can come from one of them.
Okay. What about like just. If you could sort out my friends with their problems, and maybe I'll think of something down the line. Because I am loyal to my friends.
Aww.
Says this piece of paper.
Very well. He like waves a dismissive hand. Whatever you want. I just need you to retrieve my gem for me.
Okay, who do we kill?
He needs to die.
I don't know.
You
need to find the person. Ooh. I don't care if you kill them. I just want the gem back.
Good. I stroke my sword.
Yes.
He gets up from where he was, moves over to one of the desks, comes back with a scroll to you guys. As he approaches you guys, you get the distinct smell of unwashed gnome.
Yeah.
Mm. He's got a bit of a...
Do not have running water.
It's a lot of liquid, but what is this?
He's got a very distinct... what was that Purell. Nutty guy? The guy who made planes and stuff? What was his name?
Howard Hughes.
He's got a very Howard Hughes sort of vibe to him.
Okay. I'd like to take out my water skin and squirt him with it.
he's like unrolling a piece of paper. You might get the paper. Are you gonna do this?
Do I risk it?
It's your call, man.
I'll wait, but it's going to happen.
He unfurls the scroll, and on it is a rough sketch of a very large-looking gem. It would appear to be some sort of diamond. It'd roughly be as long as a human forearm.
Whoa.
And maybe as wide as, like, a human hand.
Okay.
Roughly from this sketch, you imagine it belongs in that empty bracket.
All right, gotta get a diamond. Got it.
It's not important what the diamond does to you.
No,
it's
not important. I could not care
less. To me, it is not important who took it or why.
Uh-huh.
All that matters to either of us is that it is returned to me in a timely fashion.
Got it. What kind of... Define timely.
Give us a ballpark figure.
The gnome makes a little gesture with his hand, like a sweeping gesture.
Ooh.
And the roof above you guys turns completely clear and you can see the sky above you.
Yeah. All right,
maybe it startles some of you. Fair enough.
You magic fuck.
he squints up into the sky about a week.
I have a question. Have you got any stuff for us to maybe aid us in our quest? It's even some food or whatever. Actually, nothing you've handled.
No treasure. No treasure until you come back with the gem.
I'm not talking treasure. I'm like any knickknacks, any kind of potions you can throw away, maybe a map.
He turns around, stomps off to a chest, starts rummaging through it. While he's doing that, you can hear him mumbling like, thieves, more thieves, adventurers. He's just
this fucking guy.
I know, right?
A rude piece of shit.
The guy with the coat makes like a cutting gesture.
I'm like, do I stab him? Is this
no? No, like a neck snake on the.
Okay.
Are you seeing some of this? Stab him in the butt.
He leans in very furtively while the gnome is like rummaging around in the chest. He says, "My name's Lex, by the way." And as a quick little thing, if you could, I super appreciate it. If you could not say the C word, crazy. The gnome turns around from the chest. What did you say?
He's like, something crazy. He called you crazy. Let's distance ourselves
for real
immediately. Yeah,
you don't have time to distance yourself. The gnome points with his hand, wiggles his fingers, and where Lex was, there are just smoldering boots.
Oh,
sweet
boy,
boots.
Are they good boots?
Smoldering,
partially on fire.
Stamp them out. Just stamp them out.
All right then.
Okay. I lose a lot of helpers like that.
Of course, I understand someone is saying this.
He comes back and hands each of you a potion. Health potion. That's all you get for now.
Okay.
Come back with the gem. Potion. 1 week.
Okay. Can we have...
Don't say me crazy.
I'm just going to have a...
More
quick,
than there.
Can I have a quick look around to see if there's any clues?
Don't touch anything.
Okay.
Scout for clues with our peepers
the,
only.
The gnome, whose name you still haven't learnt, sits in the middle of the room and once again gazes up in the
pocket. let's all search the room.
Okay.
For clues as to this mystery gem thing.
I'm all right, Dan.
You're searching the room as well?
I'm searching the room, mate. Cool. I'm bloody into
just
it.
Just checking.
You're looking around.
Should I be doing right an accent? Down. It's too late for that.
Yeah, you can chuck on it if you want. Go nuts. Do whatever.
You notice sometimes NPCs, like, in the middle of a conversation, we'll get like an accent when I feel brave enough to do it, but lose it towards the end of the conversation when I realize maybe I can't do that accent.
Yeah, it's hard. Do one, don't do it. So good.
I try to worry about it after the fact.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of like, can you do this in post? Like, no.
Can you fix accents? Can you add an accent filter to like, my...
That's the thing that can happen, right?
In the
like
future.
Like auto-tune.
Sure, Adam. Yeah. I'll get right
Scottish
on to that.
Auto-tuning.
Okay. So, here and...
Gerg.
I like how you knew it was...
Yeah. Think Greg, but wrong.
That's the ticket.
I tried to just think the... Anyway.
Yes.
Neither of you can find any clues as to what might have happened. However, Buckle, you find hidden among like some books that have been piled up and knocked over at some point. You find a cloak that does not look like it belongs to the gnome.
Okay.
There's
a
clearly
any cloak.
Probably
it's
Lexus.
Too big for a gnome.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
It could potentially have belonged to that
to Lex. Smoldering pile of shoes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Lex.
I love you.
But other than that, it might be a clue.
Okay. Can
it
we?
It just, you know, doesn't belong otherwise.
Can I just have a bit of a rummage to see what's what in the pockets?
Yeah, sure.
Or is that not my turn to do that?
No, it's fine. Yeah, sure. Do whatever. So it's a cloak. There are no pockets.
Is that how a cloak works?
Yeah.
I think a cloak goes over like a cape. Man.
It's like a cape, essentially. I guess a cloak could have pockets.
No, it's cool.
One,
I don't want to, you know.
This particular one. Don't
upset the natural order.
This is a pocketless.
Has it got a label? Has someone's mum stitched a name into it?
There is a label, but it just says machine wash only.
And we all just like, what is what?
What the fuck?
Like, top part of the coat, like where it would. Top part of the cloak, the part where it would like collapse around your neck. That part has been torn away. It looks like maybe, you know, it got caught on something and then just pulled off.
Is there any kind of insignia or anything on there?
No insignia of any type.
Okay.
What color? It's just a black cloak.
Have you alerted us to it?
Yeah, like, guys, can you... Cloaks. I don't know. I thought they had pockets. I don't know anything about cloaks.
Can we look where it maybe got caught on?
It was underneath a pile of books. So you like look around. There's lots of that alchemical, lots of that alchemy like labs and stuff around. Mm-hmm. There's a couple like odd, you know, glass points sticking out here and there. Maybe one of them.
Yeah, have a look.
Hard to tell. You look at them.
Yeah.
Right. And once you don't touch them, obviously.
No, I don't even want to touch the cloak.
It could have been one of them, but you imagine it might have upset the very delicate looking system going on here.
All right, lads, that's the question we have to ask ourselves. Who wears cloaks?
Most people. I'm wearing one right now.
Right. How do we know you're not the criminal?
Because that's not my... I'm wearing my cloak.
Right, you are. Clever boy, Gerg.
Is it uniformed? Is it like a uniform kind of cloak, or is it just a...
It could be.
Does anybody recognize it?
You said
it?
You've been here before, right?
Sure. I mean, yes.
No, you sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I have. No, I didn't say that.
Whatever,
Adam.
That's
fine.
Like, how much time had you spent here before? Like, would you have gotten any roots in with the local, like, thieves?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, that seems like my kind of deal. I'm the one who brought everybody here.
Yeah, you're like, come to Lithgow. Okay. We were like, yeah, all right.
So the Thieves Guild here don't have any type of, like...
uniform?
Yeah, uniform per se.
Sure.
But this does look like a cloak that many of them use to, you know, hide themselves in shadow of the
thief
night.
Thief about.
Possibly. Do you know it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility. Also, the Thieves Guild might be someone might be people you want to talk to about this.
Sure. Do you guys want to do that thing that was said then?
All right. do you know anyone on the Thieves Guild?
Yeah, yep, sure.
You have the smuggler who might know someone.
That's true.
What's
his name? Have three guys with you?
Almost as if
I do. Adam Mark, Bark, and Doc.
If you got, I'm saying they're waiting downstairs.
I could. I don't even think they're here. I imagine them waiting.
They're
out
waiting
the front.
Outside or downstairs.
Waiting.
But
back
I'll send one up and be like, "That guy inside. Someone needs to tell him it's crazy.
We'll give you gold.
We'll give you a gold if you do." No, I don't hate these people. Sort of hate Doc, but that's fine.
That's a race thing.
It's a drow. No, I love them all equally.
Okay.
Like all three of them are human. Let's establish that right now.
Like my three sons, whom I neglect. All right. Where's the Thieves Guild in this town?
That's a very good question.
There's another district called the Undercity, which is not so much a district as it is more just the
slums?
Sewers.
Gross.
Right.
Which have... almost been converted into a city proper. There's like taverns and housing and stuff down there.
Cool. It's pretty like extensive. The city from Demolition Man.
I have not seen that movie.
With
is there
Dennis
a sewer
Leary.
City in that movie?
Yeah, underneath where the regular humans live.
Where Dennis
Leary.
Leary's
and they eating rat burgers.
All
Stallone's like, a muscle car. I'm from the 90s.
That sounds amazing.
Never mind.
It's pretty great. There's three shells. Rob Schneider's in it. There's
who was the
fuck?
Villain in that? I forget.
Wesley Snipes.
No.
Wesley Snipes. No, it was Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, yeah, yes. It was. Yeah, sorry.
That's amazing. The world's Sandra amazing.
In it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Oh,
that's right. She is too.
What a time to be alive. Let's go to the sewers.
Let's go to the sewers.
Find out these three
great
shells. I'm confused by them.
Okay. You'll just head off?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mark, bark, dark. We're going into the sewers.
As you leave that gnome's office, or whatever you want to call it,
lab.
He calls out to you, 1 week! Just like one last
time. I fucking heard you.
We know, Christ we know. Sake. Christ, you.
Yeah, 1 week.
The door slams behind you.
He was a very rude man.
He was.
Crazy, man.
Killed that guy.
Super crazy. He killed that guy right in front of us.
He sentenced him to death.
Well, look, you know. It was either him or me, and...
Was it?
made
it was
choice.
Either him or no one. I would rather it be him.
So I made, yeah, exactly.
With a clear conscience, you head to the sewers. Will you get there? Find out next time on D&D is for James.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.